Hi, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Chad Rodebaugh. I will be the person speaking in the podcast until further exchanges happen as far as co-hosts and special guests. The reason why I say our podcast is because this is us. We are one. We are a community in recovery from addiction, ex-cons, from being addicted to prisons, from being addicted to a lifestyle that is super out of touch, very, very destructive, not just to ourselves, but to our community, our peers, our families, and anything and everyone around us. Addiction can be anything, guys. You could be addicted to spaghetti. And if it's harmful to your life, which it could be, I mean, look at all the carbs you consume. You know, you could be addicted to anything, and it's problematic in your life. And that's what this podcast represents. I will be talking to people from all over the recovery community, from different aspects of recovery. You know, I want to talk to people's families, and I want to know, I want them to tell their stories. This is a therapeutic podcast. You know, it's very therapeutic when you tell your story. When you tell your story, when you leave that place after telling your story, you verbalize things that you never really even thought were problematic in pursuit of just telling your story. And that sheds light onto it, which in turn gives you something to work towards, or it just helps you unload it off your chest. Get it out there. That's what this podcast is about. We have integrity. We represent all struggles. We're not derogatory towards our brethren and sistren. Okay, my views do not reflect what really is. Everybody has their own views, their own story, and it's valid. How you feel about something, no matter how big or small, if that's even measurable, if you're not feeling the way you want to feel about something, it's valid. It's not big or small. You know what's big and small? This world is big. We are small, which means anything in between that is possible. If we can be a part of a big world like we are, and be such small people in lieu of how big this world is, well, then everything in between, it can be fixed. We can make sense of it. We have room to grow into whatever it is that's making us feel the way we don't want to feel. I'm not a therapist by any means. I've only been in recovery for 9 months-ish. I don't hold on to dates like that. Some people know the exact second. I don't. All I know is I started when I was 15. I'm now 44. You guys can do the math. I've got a lot of addiction, crime, punishment. I've done a couple terms in prison, one in state right here in the great state of Utah. For all you Utah guys out there at the old Draper prison, I was in the Oakers back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I was in around 2015. I went up to Sheridan, Oregon, FCI Sheridan. I had some white collar stuff that I got knocked on doing. And they sent me up there for 60 months. Beautiful place. It's a medium-high security. Nothing hardcore about that prison. Everybody is cool up there. I run with the Islanders. That's the people I run with. At the end of the day, people, folks, loved ones, because you're all just loved ones. I don't even have to know you, and you're a loved one to me, because we share a few things together. First, we share a struggle. You know, I can relate with your struggle, because I struggle. And now that I recognize that I do struggle, I want to dive into it. And what better way of doing that than through a podcast? I feel that's me. I could have went to my old recovery places and did peer support. I could have done a lot of things, but I didn't. I chose this to be part of my recovery, because I just knew one thing for sure, that just because I'm done with my classes, I'm done being drug tested, I'm done, you know, being a part of groups, I still have an obligation to myself to stay on top of it, to stay in the moment in recovery and not sleep on the fact that this is something that I will be recovering from for the rest of my life. It is what it is, right? It's a blessing, if anything. Because now I have the opportunity to go and shed light on different things that we will be going over in this podcast. I want to interview everything about the struggle, about recovery, about addiction. Okay? There's nothing I'm going to be closed-minded to. This is something that I'm committing to wholeheartedly, just like I committed to my recovery wholeheartedly those some odd 9 months ago. Okay, I'm not hardcore. I'm not better than anybody else. I'm not a martyr by any means. I'm not. This podcast is not to cry about this and that. It's about moving forward. It's about being valid. It's about validating people. It's about empowering us. It's about making sense of something that doesn't make sense. Because if it did, we wouldn't do it. Because once it made sense to me, or it started making sense, I should say, I can't believe it. Like, where was my mind at? I put that whole lifestyle before my kids. I had kids while I was in that lifestyle. How reckless am I? Not to mention the things I've done to my community, the people around me. You know, I've taught a lot of younger generations how to be criminals, how to be gang members, how to get away from the cops, how to do things undetected. Hate it or love it, you know, we're only really convicted for a fraction of our crimes, and that, you know, when we're going decades. 2 terms in prison, and I got almost 3 decades. You guys do the math. Yeah, they might have stinted to around about 10 years altogether, but still got 20 years of this and that. And it never stopped. This might be the longest I've ever been sober, like truly sober. No hiccups. Nothing. Outside of prison in 30 years. What a blessing. Every day now is a blessing. I see things differently. I adhere to the laws. I'm not above the law, contrary to what I used to think. Just because I know how to break the law doesn't mean I will. That's how I feel. I used to think I was obligated to be that person for the rest of my life. And I was okay with that. Wow. Deluded. What a deluded mind I had. But it's valid. I validate that. Because it's real. It's a real mindset. I can tell you right now, I wasn't born into it. My parents didn't teach me that. But I picked it up somewhere. Am I just a bad seed? Was I just not intelligent enough to understand? What is it? Or is it a disease? Am I a victim of my circumstances? No. I don't want to believe that. It's not blamable. I've spent years blaming people. My mom, my dad, you name it. Nothing was good enough, I guess, for me. And so I had to do this, I had to do that. Bullshit. I chose what I chose when I chose what I chose. And I might have been 15 when I made that choice. And I held on to it for damn near 30 years. Over my kids, over my family. Only people I knew was in the bullshit. Collateral damage everywhere. My ripple effect is fucking huge. There's a point in your life when you're in that lifestyle that it goes from being a mistake that you're making to intentionally doing it. That's when you're addicted to that lifestyle. When you can look in the mirror and say, I fucking love being a criminal. I love my addiction. I love not giving a fuck every day. I love breaking the law multiple times a day, a billion times a year. I love it. When you can say it like that, yeah, you're no longer a victim. You're no longer making a mistake. You're no longer any of that. Now you're into the disease of your mind, of which that I can speak on that because while I don't speak for anybody or anything, I can speak for myself, and that was a disease for me. You know, I'm not here trying to diagnose people or even myself. I'm just letting you know that I realized that was a disease in my mind. I had gone so long with so much bullshit in between that my mind just, that's all it wanted to know now. I couldn't go have a normal Christmas or what have you with holidays with my family. I couldn't. I didn't want to go camping and sit around the campfire. For what? I didn't relate to that. That wasn't what I wanted in my life. Sometimes I would force myself to do that. I would just go in the camper and go to sleep early. I wouldn't even sit out there and do what you're supposed to do when you camp. Spend time with your loved ones. I didn't do that. I just stopped showing up to all that shit. Way more things to do. Missing kids, you know, milestones in their life. Missing birthdays. Missing graduations. I can never go back to that. Whether it be because I was locked up, or whether it be because I just didn't go, doesn't matter. Because I wasn't there. That's what mattered. But this is, I didn't do this for my kids. Let's not fucking play that game. I didn't do this for anybody else but myself. Been a selfish person my whole life. So selfish, you just heard the selfishness. This is not a selfless act that I'm doing. This is still selfish to me. This podcast is still going to be in its own right selfish because it's part of my recovery. You know, every time I went to prison, not just for myself, but for other people too. I would just go and say it was me. Take the whole blame. I do not have one co-defendant that's ever been to prison with me. Or because of our crimes. If they went to prison, it was on their own. I've taken the whole blame every time. Why, because I'm a fucking martyr? No, because that's how deluded my mind is at the time. Not that I should have told on people. That's not what we should be doing. But I mean, I went, I did, I think about my kids. I know my kids' mom would ask me, let me guess, you took the fucking blame for everything. Yep. Hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone on me. She had every right to be pissed. I just felt a sense of pride by doing stuff like that. Like it gave me more validity in that lifestyle. Yeah, I took the blame for everybody. What the fuck? For my bros, you know? See how stupid that sounds. If you're my bro and I love you, then I don't come around you while I know that together we are a force and we're feeding off each other negatively. That's not what we're supposed to be doing to our bros, you know? That's why I don't understand gangs anymore. I was part of a gang. You know? You don't let that go. But I choose not to be around any of my gang member people, my bros. My daughter calls them my bro friends. Because we call each other brothers, sisters. And, you know, I don't recognize that any longer. I recognize them as a part of my life when that was my family that I chose to be around. It wasn't my real family. I chose a different family for my own selfish, you know, reasons. First of all, I wanted to get high. Meth is my drug of choice. And I wanted to do crime. I was just taken by it. Like, I came out in the, you know, I was a teenager in the 90s, late 80s, and that's when that gangster rap came out, and I'm not blaming gangster rap, never that, but, man, it sure didn't help my mind, you know, to know every word of every verse of every, you know, gangster rap song. That just helped me to move in that direction, you know? More. But I chose to listen to that music. That's what I wanted. That music was just there as a tool for me to condition my mind. And at that young of age, I didn't even know I'm conditioning my mind like that. At any time, I could have chose something different, but I didn't. I've been of my own free choice. Nobody fucking made me do shit. I did it because I wanted to. Nobody wronged me in any fucking way that made me have to choose that. But I thought that for years. Like I said, I blame my mom and dad. I blame the people, you know, I blame the circumstances around me. Bullshit. All bullshit. That's not what we're doing. Playing the blame game's never gonna be the way. To be successful in this lifestyle of which we live, you've got to own your mistakes, your bad intentions, your, you know, everything. Own up to it. I'm not saying go call the cops and tell on yourself. I'm just saying own up to it, to yourself, to God, to your higher power. Mine is God. Whatever yours is, own up to it to them. That's who you should call. Call God. Own up to it. Ask for forgiveness. And let's move forward. That's what this podcast is about. We recognize integrity. We recognize being selfish in our recovery. We recognize the bullshit. Whatever it may be. We're not going to allow ourselves to coddle and, you know, make light of a disease that is debilitating. But not like in a wheelchair. Not like in bed. Bedridden. This is debilitating in its own way, in its own form. Because you're free to do anything you want. You're even free to choose something else. But you're locked up in that debilitating mindset that never just lets you out for a second to breathe. And when it does, that's when you end up in recovery. So you gotta come up for a breath of fresh air. Somehow, some way. Something's gotta hit you. You know, I was, just before I got locked up and was fighting a bunch of aggravated stuff that I didn't do, but it locked me up, it got me locked up. You know, probably 2-3 weeks before that, a lot of stuff was happening. And I just started noticing around me that the people that said that they loved me, they didn't really love me. Fake faces, fake smiles, fake intentions, fake words, fake conversations. Everything was fake. All of a sudden, it just hit me. Man, I was sad. My feelings were hurt. I was going through a struggle, a period of all of a sudden, it's just like that aha moment. And I might have been in the bathroom smoking meth at the time. Who knows? Because I used to smoke meth. Very few people. For you almost couldn't tell I was on meth. Because I took care of myself that way. But really? The business aspect of my criminal empire, of which I was a part of, started to fall down, like all right before me. And it wasn't falling down. It was falling down in my, because all of a sudden it'd been falling down. I was starting to see the light, like, oh shit, wow, I'm probably going to get killed by one of my closest people. Oh well, that's how I felt. Oh well, I'll die for that. Yeah, life didn't mean shit. But all of a sudden, I started seeing it. And then I got locked up. Federal parole got fucking violated. And next thing you know, I was fighting I think after we added all the habitual criminal time and everything else up, I think we were in all the fed time, we were like, me and my lawyer, at like 283 months. If I pled guilty to one, even a Class C misdemeanor, I had to go do at least 7 years. So I had to beat that case outright in order for my parole not to violate me. And I did. Like I said, I didn't do it. But let's not even get into that. Let's stay away from all that. Didn't have no co-defendants in that one. It was just me. It was just some hater shit. Sometimes when you're doing better than other people, the only way they can get you off the street to make something up. And that, you know what? God bless that. Because after I felt like that for those few weeks and then bam, I'm in jail, I just sat myself down and suffered. And started really thinking and renegotiating the terms of my life. God, if I get out of this, if you could just please let me go on this, I will change this around for myself. Making deals with God. The last time I'd made deals with God is when I was in the ICU. I got beaten in my front yard with a baseball bat by a group of kids when I was young. And I didn't even know I knew God until I'm in the ICU, literally dying. Not from head wounds, from internal organ damages. And after I woke up after the surgeries, I was like, whoa, I'm alive. But I begged God for my life. That's the only other time. And He's come through for me. This isn't going to be a religious podcast like that, but just know my higher power came through for me. This podcast, we're going to interview people on both sides of the fence and all the way around. It's going to be a beautiful thing. This is my intro. I'm driving. I just want to get this down so that I can get this done by the time that I allotted for myself. There'll be more to come. I'll be on YouTube. I'll be on TikTok. Of course, podcast, Facebook, anything else. I'll have a website. You can go to. If you don't like something or you love something, leave a review. DM me if I'm not clear. I'll clarify. You want to be on this podcast? Hit me up. You got a story to tell? Let's hear it. You have a child that, or a loved one that's in addiction, and you just want your you want to be a voice? Let's hear your voice. Let's help you through that. Let's be one people together. You don't have to be in addiction or in recovery to be people with us, not with me. I don't speak for us, but I speak for me. If you've endured any struggle in your life and you've overcome it, or you're not sure about it, or you need help, I'm your people. I love you. If you don't have anyone else in this world, fuck it, you have me. I love you. Reach out. Reach out. I can't fix your problem. But I'll listen. I'll empathize. I'll relate. I'll give you some positive feedback. I don't have money or nothing to give you. But I'll give you my time. I'll put you on my podcast. We'll go different places. We'll do different things on this podcast. It'll unfold as we go. One thing we won't do is we won't lie to ourselves, to each other. We won't be raped, put down, be negative, use derogatory statements. If something's derogatory, if I offended you in some way, let's talk about it. DM me. Hit me up. Alright guys, I love you. I'm going to end this. Till the next time. Tune in every week. Hit subscribe. And all those other things that go along with this. Peace out.